Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend, John Lunger. And
as always, what? I'm going to cut you off. Can we do it again?
I said I'm here with my friend, John Lunger, and drugs. Oh, still having back problems.
That's the drugs part that threw me off.
Yeah. Me too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, man. I feel very bad for you. But
I'll be all right.
I believe you're going to power through it.
I will certainly try.
All right. Well, regardless of drugs, we are here rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Shout out to all y'all who've been telling your friends about us. We appreciate that. Reminder, tell six people about our podcast or we're going to send the mole men after you.
They'll get you.
They're going to get you real good.
What are you going to do? Hide? You can't. They come up from the ground.
Yeah, we also know Humphrey Bogart's ghost.
Yep. And he loves doing weird skull stuff, so don't cross him.
Yeah, and Kyle from Weiss, and I don't think you want to be anywhere near that motherfucker. No. So just do it. And while you're at it, send us some reviews and rate and like us and all that good stuff on Apple Podcasts. It would help us out a lot. Glenn.
Yes, my friend?
I got a ton of suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
Our duty cyclers are coming in.
Coming in hot. Coming hot in duties.
Hot duties. Giving us great suggestions for topics. I asked, what is something that likely has a Wikipedia page that you would like to know more about?
Yeah, what do these fools want to know about?
Well, I got 20 suggestions here.
Good.
So I'm going to need a number between 1 and 20.
8.
Oh, this is a really good suggestion, but it's from Allie, and we just did one of her suggestions last
Allie,
time.
Allie, quit hogging all the suggy jests.
So we're not. I can't do that to you. I can't give you two suggy jests back to back. So do you want me to go forward or backwards, Glenn?
Ever forward.
Ever forward? This is interesting. So a friend of the show, a very funny comedian, Jen Carlson.
Hey, Jen Carlson.
Her son gave us a suggestion. I don't think we can do it, but shout out to children giving us suggestions.
Right? Yeah, give us your kids.
Her son's suggestion is greetings.
We're coming for all your children.
He would like to know more about greetings. I don't think that's going to have a page. Like, it's interesting. Like, the idea, like, it's more of like a language-based thing.
So Wikipedia has like weird list pages and stuff.
Yeah.
There might be one of like different greetings from around the world, but I don't know that there definitely is.
Right. And there's not really much. I don't think that's fair for us to compete against a listing page. I mean, Jen, thank you for your son's suggestion. Shout out to him. I'm just going to go to the next one.
That's probably the move, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one from a friend of the show, a co-worker of mine, Anne Therese. She would like to know about Bigfoot.
Ooh.
Now, she does not specify if she wants to know about Bigfoot, presumably Sasquatch / Yeti, or the monster truck. I'm going to go with the mythical missing link creature, because that's probably the more well-known one.
Right. When you say Bigfoot, that's what you think.
It's true.
If she wanted the monster truck, I think she would have said Bigfoot the monster truck.
Right. And one of those like ridiculous internet articles making its round this recently in the last few months is that Pennsylvania is the third most Bigfoot sighting reported.
Why?
State. I have no idea.
Why probably, do you think?
Well, you know, Pennsylvania is a very big state.
A lot of woods.
It's like you got Pittsburgh and you got, you know, Philadelphia. And
yep,
you got
those
the
sure are places.
But you got the Alabama T in the middle. Like you draw a stripe across the top and then you do the middle. Like it's all just kind of.
Yeah, I've been
woodsy.
Mountains,
lots of mountains.
I've covered a lot of Pennsylvania. Like. Probably most.
There's a lot of woods, a lot of forest, a lot of mountainous regions.
I
perform the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania and Wellsboro.
I perform in Pennsylvania more frequently than probably any other state, I would say. And in a lot of different parts of it. I've never seen a Bigfoot in Pennsylvania.
You've also never been looking.
Mainly because they're not real. But I've hiked in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, just because you're hiking doesn't mean that you're.
Well, I'm not gonna run into Bigfoot at the store, John.
Well, you never know, man. There's a grocery store called Giant. He might see that sign and be like, "Hey, that's kind of me. I'm gonna go in there and get some seltzer water."
He doesn't like seltzer water.
You don't know that.
Where is he gonna get seltzer water in the woods?
Oh, maybe somebody
campers. He just murders campers for that sweet bubbly water.
Yeah, for their soda streams that they bring. Love that bubbly water.
Oh, I do love my soda stream. I've considered like bringing it on trips and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've yet to do it, but I feel like really only a matter of time before that gets thrown in the old suitcase.
Yeah. Let me just buy some seltzer.
I can, but I do it.
You got a special recipe that you like.
Yeah, and you can do, there's different settings for how carbonated you want it. And I want it just carbonated enough to hurt when I'm drinking it.
No, I get that. Like, it's got like that little, like, it's almost like that painful burp swallow.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah,
I want more bubbles than water, for sure.
Yeah. You're probably breaking the rules of usage on that SodaStream to get at that.
Yeah. So you can get different size bottles, and then you put them in. I have a big one, so I put it on the highest setting, and you know what I do?
You do it
again. Run it through again on the lower setting.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
That's how Bigfoot would do it, baby. All right, here's how it's going to work, Big Daddy. We're going to go through, and we're going to approach this Wikipedia page from the top down.
Sure. Right?
So Bigfoot, sometimes referred to as Sasquatch.
Sasquatch is sometimes referred the native to term as for
Yeti.
For
you know, right? Like it's basically a mythical creature, or if you want to argue, a yet-to-be-discovered creature.
Definitely a cryptid either way.
Missing link, right? So this is the animal that operates the evolutionary stage in between some of those monkeys and people. Is that fair?
I think that's one theory.
It's one theory.
Another theory is
it's a big old monkey man walking around in the Pacific Northwest.
And Pennsylvania, apparently.
In Pennsylvania.
Now, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Definitive Bigfoot depiction in film and television, you would say?
It's good. I also like the Bigfoot on Gravity Falls, but not nearly as iconic.
There's a Bigfoot $6 Million Man episode.
Just one episode, though, right?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I'm thinking Harry and the Hendersons.
Those beef jerky commercials.
That's they doubled down on that. Yeah, the Jack Lynx beef jerky one. I almost feel like they got an old Harry and the Hendersons costume and just like modernized it a little bit for those commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one I want. That's the Bigfoot with heart, right?
Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when do Sasquatch legends come into play?
Circa Lewis and Clark. I almost said Lois and Clark. Very different.
Yeah. I don't know if there was a Bigfoot episode of Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman.
Should have been. No, I'm thinking like, yeah, you know, that Manifest Destiny, right? We move west. We move into that more uncharted North American territory. It's unfamiliar. There's new creatures.
There's Sasquatch is the
the North American version of this creature.
Yeah, and that's the Canadian indigenous people's word for it, I believe.
Right. We dumb it down and call it Bigfoot. Oh, Tenacious D's got some pretty decent Bigfoot action,
yeah, they
too.
Do. So, I'm trying to think. So, if you're
a giant monkey man that's not quite monkey, not quite man, where would you live?
The woods.
The woods, right? You know where there's some great woods? Pacific Northwest. And Pennsylvania.
So I think you're right. As we kind of as Americans start making their way out west, we get into more finding local legends for the natives that they were wiping out along the way.
Right, and you know, just an offshoot of this conversation, everybody needs to be reading the comic book Manifest Destiny. It's incredible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's real good. You probably hate it. So Lewis and Clark are going. They're sent to explore West, but with the conceit that there are these horrible monsters. Basically, it's pretty cool. It's very good.
Check it out, everybody.
But like, I think that's the time period, right? So like, well, for Bigfoot specifically, right? Because like, to me, Bigfoot has this like American spin on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can talk about it getting popularized to the way that we know it later. But like, you bring up a good point with it being there are native folklore references about it, right? Sasquatch being an indigenous people term for this thing, so it's not
right.
It's
but I
not
mean, the suggestion was Bigfoot, so I think we can get away with doing the kind of shitty white dude thing of like trying to talk about the history, but only
white guy,
only
history?
White
like,
guy
we
American.
We can get
history.
Away with it, but shouldn't we be better than that, Glenn?
Well, no, because I'm saying the suggestion is Bigfoot, so that's what they want to hear about. So Sasquatch predates Bigfoot, I'm sure, in terms of folklore and stuff, but
I don't know how you can separate these two things. They're the same thing, just a different name. It'd be
but,
like saying,
right,
we're talking about grapefruits.
No,
we're talking about pamplemousses because we're French. Like, it's the same fucking thing.
Mm.
It's just a different word for the same thing. You can't separate that.
Maybe. But, well, like, when did the word Bigfoot, when did somebody say, oh, that monster, it's got Bigfoot, I'm going to call it Bigfoot?
Sure. So, like, 1970s. Right, like 1970s. I think that photo, man.
The photo is a big thing, but you gotta think. People talk about them big feet before that, right?
Yeah, but I feel like Bigfoot is like a local news anchor dumbing down type name.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? And so like that photo, which I think was 70s, maybe 60s, maybe earlier. I don't know when that photo was, to be honest with you.
I don't know. And it was a video.
It was a video?
Yeah.
Oh, of it like walking through the woods all dumb.
Yeah, yeah, that was like the big iconic one. They pull stills from. I mean, there have been a few. Like,
yeah, I think I'm talking about the stills from the video.
Bigfoot
actually.
One, but like the.
So like that video, I like that. That's the. I think Bigfoot.
It's
like that's
grainy.
When,
he's walking in the woods. He kind of looks at the camera.
And I think that's when it gets ingrained in the vernacular.
That's Bigfoot fever.
Yeah.
Dang, boy.
Oh, God. I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually allergic to Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
And I haven't been sneezing all day, but I just sneezed. So legend says that when you talk about Bigfoot, sometimes they will come to where you're talking.
That's also true of a lot of people.
Being allergic to Bigfoot?
No, like if you're talking about somebody, I know from watching sitcoms all my life, if you talk about somebody, they're going to be right behind
you.
Yeah,
yeah, no doubt.
And all your friends are going to stop. They're going to do, first they're going to like try to signal you that they're there, and then they just give up. And you keep talking about what a piece of turd they are.
Right. And they're like,
and
he's
then
right
like,
behind you.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then you turn around and it's, oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's
going
on.
Well, all I'm saying is we should be careful so we don't get an unwanted Bigfoot visit.
I'm not afraid of Bigfoot.
No, you should be.
Hey, he's not real.
Let's go down a controversial path here, right? So if we're going to like pin this down into the 60s and 70s, right, for like Bigfoot fever.
Sure.
I mean, Chewbacca is squarely grained in inspiration from Bigfoot, right?
Yes. Is that the controversial?
Yeah,
thing?
I didn't know you were going to be so. I didn't know you were going to be so agreeable.
I think Lucas is a big fan of Harry and the Hendersons, which came out decades later, but he loved it. Yeah, no, I think that's.
Yeah, space Wookiee equals space Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's 1969 for that video.
Okay.
Just because it's fun to say.
I mean, yeah, 69 is a great number. It's all about those inverted genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth to naughty bit. But, like, I don't know. It wasn't common to have a camera back then, like a video camera back then.
Yeah, we would have had a film camera.
Yeah, but I thought you said the video was 69.
Yeah. The film was 1969.
The film.
Lots of people had 8mm, 16mm film cameras.
Lots of people, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
not everybody, like not like today where we all have them because they're our phones.
Right.
But
certainly not today.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people did that. I don't think it's, and it's a hoax. So they got a camera to do this.
Okay. All right. Calm down.
That one specifically, definitely a hoax. Like whether you believe in Bigfoot or not, that video is a hoax.
I don't know. I've seen the video. It's very convincing.
The people who made it were like, yeah, that's Doug. We put him in a suit and told him to walk in.
And the people who made the Blair Witch Project came out and said that was not real, too. But I was there in the late 90s, early 2000s when that movie came out. And when I saw it in the movie theaters, I'm telling you, that didn't feel fake to me.
I'm not a big horror movie guy. I saw that movie when it came out in theaters and thought it was very good.
It was. It holds up pretty well, too.
Yeah, I think it got itself a reputation as being a bad movie because people felt dumb for getting tricked.
Oh, no doubt. Well, and then also they made two really terrible sequels. Like, really,
two?
Really bad. Yeah, two.
I know there's the one with the Burn Notice guy, Book of Shadows, I believe.
Yeah, and then they like did like almost like a hard reboot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was more recent. That was like last year or the year before.
Yeah, not great.
Didn't see that one.
Hey, do you mind if I step out and blow my nose real quick?
No, I don't mind at all. All
right, I'll be back.
Okay.
Glenn!
Chewy, is that you?
No! I am not a Wookiee!
I mean, you look an awful lot like a Wookiee.
I am not a Wookiee.
What are you, man? I know what you're going to say, but...
I'm a Sasquatch.
Yeah... Are you sure you're not just a guy named Doug in a suit?
Pull my head. Pull my head.
No, thank you.
Get good.
I will not be.
All right, well then you don't get to tell me my truth. I'm here to speak my truth, Glenn.
The thing is, you're not a real thing.
No. I'm here, right? You see me with your people face eyes.
I mean, I'm on a lot of medication right now.
Okay.
So, like, you're not even here?
Don't you feel me touching you right now?
I feel a lot of things right now, Bigfoot, but...
Lean into the feel.
No, what?
How does Bigfoot make you feel, Glenn?
Uncomfortable right now.
Oh, Glenn.
Stop trying to make this sexual, Bigfoot.
I'm not making it anything you don't want it to be.
Oof.
If I'm in your head like you say I am.
It's a small booth and you're a big boy.
If you are medicine and I'm not real, this is you manifesting your desires onto yourself. So touch, Glenn.
I would like a Harry to come live at my house.
Okay, I could be that.
So that I could be his John Lithgow.
Okay, I can be that.
You know what movie John Lithgow was in?
He's in several movies.
But a good one that he was in?
Was it Buckaroo Banzai?
Yeah, he plays Dr. Emilio Lizardo. In
I know. I see movies.
How?
Hip. What?
How do you see movies?
I peer in through windows like other birds.
Like a creepy bird. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like
creepy bird. If you a person who lives on side of mountain in house with no neighbors, you have big windows and you don't close blinds because no people there. But me Sasquatch see you watch the Buckaroo Banzai. I'm fan of movie, but not what it is. I'm fan of movie it could be. It has potential.
How dare you use my own words against me, Sasquatch?
Oh, if you think I'm using your words against you, maybe it's because I'm drug-infueled dream.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me touch you again.
I keep calling you Bigfoot and Sasquatch. That's what you are. But like, what's
I am
name?
A Sasquatch. We don't have use for names.
Why?
Because we smell each other for unique identifier.
What about when you're talking about another Bigfoot who's not here in the third person?
I would be like, do you know the sprint that smells like figs and tree bark? I say sprint because our feces, much like that of otter.
Well, a lot like otter feces. Yeah,
it's sprint.
Do you have a thick, oily overcoat and a soft, downy undercoat?
Get your fingers up in here and find out for yourself, you big, filthy man.
Bigfoot. You're a naughty beast.
Smell my hair.
I don't want to
smell hair. I'm putting my arm in your face.
I don't like this at all.
What's it smell like? What does my sprain smell like?
It doesn't smell good.
No, use descriptive adjective.
Like, a sprinkle or whatever the fucking otter turd is called.
A sprint.
Sprint.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Your partner come back soon.
Yeah, God, I hope so.
You have time with me. Thing you did not think was real.
Correct. I'm still not convinced.
Use all of your senses like the daredevil. If you don't want to look at me, reach out with your other
fingers. You're just streaming prestige Marvel series on Netflix?
Glenn, the guy who lives by my cave has Netflix. It's 2019.
Did you just throw up in my booth?
It was a grub that I ate.
God, of course you eat grubs. I mean, I guess we've done animal topics on the show before.
Yes.
Diet comes up pretty frequently. Okay. So let me ask you, what do you eat, Bigfoot?
In 2019, I eat whatever I can. Your kind is destroying planet, so I'm more like raccoon than anything now. But
you eat raccoon more than anything?
No, like garbage, like a raccoon.
Oh, okay.
But in my heyday, I much like bear.
You eat bear?
No, I'm like a bear. Like, I love salmon. Salmon.
Salmon's pretty good.
Salmon.
I like raw salmon, like in sushi.
That's the only way Bigfoot eat. I don't. Why?
I don't eat cooked salmon. I don't eat meat. I'll eat fish sometimes.
You pescatarian.
Yeah, I'll do.
I read about that in Goop.
I like to do sushi. Sushi's real good. That's one of the rare times I like fish anymore. Don't read Goop, though. Goop sucks.
Oh, it's terrible, but I read what I can.
All that fake bullshit lifestyle wellness advice stuff, just don't bother with it. Just live your life. You don't have to detox, Bigfoot. I'm assuming you have a liver. That takes care of all your needs.
We have two livers.
Oh, like a Time Lord situation?
Yep.
Time Lords have two hearts.
Yeah, but no liver. I'm like an alcoholic Time Lord.
You drink, Bigfoot? Bigfoot's out in the woods.
It's a sad life. I'm lonely. I only get to watch major TV and movies with sound off through a window.
Sure.
I have not seen another of my kind in a very long time.
How many Bigfoots are there?
Right now?
Yeah.
The last time we were all in the same place, there were five.
Do you guys do like a meeting? What's?
Yeah. We go, hey, everybody, come, let's do crime.
What do you think about all the Bigfoot TV shows? Famously, there was one called Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah, they go squatching on that show. When they go squatching. They haven't found us, so why do people watch?
Right, because the thing is, my stance on kind of all those, I'm not going to call you a monster, you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you.
Cryptid, are you comfortable with the term cryptid?
Yeah, it's fine.
All those like cryptid show where they're looking for like Bigfoots or like ghosts or whatever.
Yeah.
The whole tension of it is lost for me, because if they find...
It wouldn't be on A&E if they found it.
If they find you, that's going to be on the news.
Right.
It's not going to be on a show that filmed 6 months ago on Discovery.
Right. Yeah. Me gets.
So I know the episode's not going to end with you popping in.
Right. That make the sense. Yes.
I think they're dumb shows.
Yeah, but they're not... Things can be dumb and fun at the same time.
They could, but you feel like they. I mean, people watch them. They're pretty popular.
Okay, Bigfoot's favorite show, Moonshiners. It's very dumb, very bad, but very fun.
I believe I'm related to one of the Moonshiners.
Oh my good gracious!
One of them is just called Tickle.
Yeah.
I believe we are related.
That is, he went. On the upside, he go legal.
Yeah, he went legit, right?
Legit, yeah.
Good for him.
I must be going now, but as is tradition, I have the opportunity to grant you one wish before
I leave. That a thing in Bigfoot lore?
No one has ever caught me before.
Okay.
It's not a thing in lore because no one knows about it. You're the first person I make contact with.
Like magic wish or like I can get you to do me a favor?
Oh, magic wish.
Magic wish.
I'm not magic, but I can put positive energy into world for it.
You're just going to
I secret this wish. That smells.
I lead a pretty charmed, easygoing life. Can you repeal the dumb law in New Jersey that means I have to live in New Jersey because of my wife's job?
Oh, no. I'm not good with red tape.
Do it.
I'll work on it. I'm right now. Oh.
Glenn, what the fuck does it smell like in here, bud?
I farted a bunch. I was having hallucinations about Bigfoot.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hallucinating about cryptids, but I'm all right.
I feel like you think a lot more time has passed than has actually passed. I stepped out to blow my nose.
It was, what, 3 hours? You got a hard-to-read bug in there?
No.
You get one of those dry, high-up ones?
Oh, God, no.
You know, like, dry ones around the rim, easy. Yeah. You know, a little pinch, you get it out of there.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get a hard one that's up there,
No.
It doesn't come out when you blow.
Glenn, I was gone for 30 seconds.
It doesn't come out when you blow because it doesn't have that soft squish around it.
Glenn.
To make that seal.
Glenn, let's take a break. Let's recenter ourselves, okay? We'll be right back. We'll step away for a minute. I don't think there's anything else we need to cover, right?
No,
like we've kind of got it. So we'll be back with the official Wikipedia page for Bigfoot. Hey, friends. It's me, John Longer.
And also me, Glenn Tickle.
And we are here to pay the bills.
Get that money.
Get that money, honey. We are here to plug another amazing product that
only the best.
Only the best.
Get your shitty products out of here.
Yeah.
And on the Wish app where they belong.
It's true.
That's where you buy garbage.
So today's special sponsor is the Wish app. No, I'm kidding. They don't. That's a real company. They don't give us money. Today's special sponsor is Red Dry Erase Markers. Glenn. Do you ever have to write something on a dry erase board, but you want to make it very, very important?
I do. I used to have, before my second daughter was born, I had a home office, and when we moved in, I put up whiteboard panels, floor to ceiling along one of the walls, whole wall whiteboard.
Wow.
It was great.
Did you ever use a red?
Frequently. Red. Most frequently black, but.
Yeah, you got to make something pop.
Yeah.
Use a red dry erase marker.
Heck yeah.
Do you know that if you write on a dry erase board with Sharpie and then you color over it with a dry erase marker, you can wipe that Sharpie off?
I did know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that it is because dry erase markers remain dry erase markers because they contain a solvent in the ink so that it keeps it from setting on the thing that you're writing on?
I did not know, but it's
so
makes
when you
a wonderful
go
product.
Over it, that solvent mixes with the dried on ink from the Sharpie and
sucks
it right up.
Well, if you need to buy some dry erase markers, do it. Make sure they're red. And there's no offer here. This is really bad copy. Who wrote this?
Oh, God, it's
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin, God damn it!
Kevin, you got fired from the other ad agency that I think was maybe selling powder, and now you work for the marker people?
Kevin, how did you get a job after that powder fiasco?
You did bad.
You did bad.
This isn't great either.
Syracuse kicked you out. You can't get into a SUNY school. They have too high standards.
No, and we made it very clear. I told them I would not perform at any more SUNY colleges if they accepted you.
Don't you take your pants off. Why are you taking your pants off? That is not how mature people act. Kevin.
Kevin, if you were... So, look, I don't appreciate what you're doing now that your pants are off. But if I can give you a suggestion. So you're hired to sell red dry erase markers, right?
Right.
They're great. They sell themselves. But, you know, you're Don Draper in there. You still got to pitch something. Here's what you do.
All right.
Dry erase markers. Red ones. Because yellow ones are fucking bullshit. then you drop a red dry erase marker, you walk out of the room. And
that's
like,
pretty good.
You know what? That young intern is absolutely right.
Kevin, you need to exactly do what
Why
Glenn said.
Even are there yellow dry erasers? You can't see that.
Doesn't
you
make
can't
any sense.
See yellow on white.
Doesn't make any sense. There's
Why
not
even
contrast.
Make them?
It's like learn the color wheel even, you know?
Yeah.
God.
Why not just make a clear marker if you're going to make yellow?
Kevin, that is not how we treat plants
Kevin,
in this studio.
That's
not okay. Kevin,
I know. It's great. Yes. I see where you've stuck the marker. It's very creative and funny. Oh, and now you're writing your name on the dry erase board.
We're going to have to burn this whole place down.
Come on, Kevin. This is why you're not SUNY material.
All right, we are back, and I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for Bigfoot. Glenn, Sasquatch redirects to the Bigfoot page on the English version of Wikipedia.
Surprised it's not the other way around, but okay.
All right, very first thing on this page is a very big call out to the fact that this article needs additional citations for verification.
Yeah, you can't verify shit because Bigfoot's not real.
It's true. Doing a quick scroll.
A lot of dumb made-up stuff on that page, it looks like.
And more than almost 100 footnotes.
A lot of footnotes.
Which feels desperate on a page about something that's probably
not
real.
And not that long of a page.
No. Excuse me. In North American folklore, Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, are said to be hairy, upright-walking, ape-like creatures that dwell in the wilderness and leave footprints.
I mean,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That's kind of a big part of it, sure.
Depictions often portray them as a missing link between humans and human ancestors great apes.
You got that in there.
Yeah. They're strongly associated with the Pacific Northwest, particularly Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia.
And Pennsylvania for some reason.
And individuals claim to see these creatures across North America. Over the years, these creatures have inspired numerous commercial ventures and hoaxes. The plural noun for Bigfoots and Big Feet are both acceptable. Folklorists trace the figure of Bigfoot to a combination of factors and sources, including folklore surrounding European wild man figure, folk belief among Native Americans and loggers, and cultural increase in environmental concerns. A majority of mainstream scientists have historically discounted the existence of Bigfoot, considering it to be a combination of folklore, misidentification, and hoax, rather than actual living animals. A minority, such as anthropologist Grover Krantz and Jeffrey Meldrum, have expressed belief.
Grover Krantz and Guildenstern are dead.
All right, description. People claim to have seen it describe Bigfoot as large, muscular, bipedal, ape-like creatures.
Daddy thick.
Roughly 6 to 9 feet tall, covered in hair, and described as black, dark brown, or reddish. The enormous footprints which the creature are named after claim to be as large as 24 inches long and 8 inches wide. Some footprint casts have also contained claw marks, making it likely they came from known animals such as bears, which have 5 toes and claws. What do you mean likely? Making it likely? Fuck you. All right, history. According to David Daigling, the legends predate the name Bigfoot. They differ in their details both regionally and between families in the same community. Ecologist Robert Pyle says that most cultures have accounts of human-like giants in their folklore history, expressing a need for, quote, some larger-than-life creature. What? Why is that a need?
I don't know. It's like how vampires developed as mythology in a lot of cultures.
Each language had its own name for creatures featured in the local version of such legends.
Like
many
skunk
names,
ape.
Many names meant something along the lines of wild man or hairy man, although other names contained common actions that it was said to perform, such as eating clams or shaking trees.
The clam eater?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'd watch that movie. Chief Michelle of British of a indigenous tribe in British Columbia told a story to Charles Hill Trout in 1898. He named the creature by a Salishan variant, meaning the benign-faced one. Citation needed. So
that's halfway to a Peter McGraw theory.
Members of the Lummi tell tales of Semeques, the local version of Bigfoot. The stories are similar to each other in the general description of Semeques, but details differed among varying family accounts. Oh, this is not great. Less menacing versions have also been recorded. A Protestant missionary named...
Hero or Menace?
Who are you, J. Jonah Jameson? Bigfoot's a real menace here in Oregon.
Get me pictures of Bigfoot.
In the 1920s, Indian agent J.W. Burns compiled local stories and published them in a series of Canadian newspaper articles. They were accounts told by the St. Isles people of Sheol and others.
They were accounts told by liars.
This is just a very difficult page to read. About one-third of all claims of Bigfoot sightings are located in the Pacific Northwest, with the remaining reports spread throughout the rest of North America. Bigfoot has become better known and a phenomenon in popular culture, and sightings have been spread throughout North America. Rural areas of the Great Lakes region and the southeastern United States have been sources of numerous Bigfoot sightings, in addition to the Pacific Northwest. In the Bigfoot Casebooks, authors Janet and Colin Board document the sightings from 1818 to 1980, listing over 1,000 sightings. The debate over the legitimacy of Bigfoot sightings reached a peak in the 1970s, and Bigfoot has been regarded as the first widely popularized example of pseudoscience in American culture, so much so that, according to an Associated Press 2014 poll, more Americans believe in Bigfoot than the fucking Big Bang Theory.
That's gross.
Sad. The proposed explanations for sightings, misidentification, hoaxes,
I feel like that's a weird comparison to make, though. Bigfoot to Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. It is a weird comparison to make.
Like, it's real apples and oranges situation.
Yeah, they're not. It's not great. Pop.
Because there's other theories of how the universe started, but whether or not Bigfoot exists is a binary.
Right. So there are, as a pullout on researchers, there's a scientific view section here. Did you giggle because I said pullout?
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn. It's good to have you back. You're feeling a little better, huh?
I sure did.
Oh, boy. So there are some little sections of... folks that are trying to study this. There's a formal study section. The very first scientific study available evidence was conducted by John Napier and published in his book Bigfoot, the Yeti, and Sasquatch in Myth and Reality in 1973. Napier wrote that if a conclusion is to be reached based on scat extant hard evidence, you laughing because I said scat instead of scant. My bad. Science must.
Oh,
declare,
no, I genuinely thought that's what you meant. No, like they were studying Bigfoot turds.
No, they weren't. Basically, he said Bigfoot does not exist because there's no evidence for it. Because, yeah, that's a thing.
Daddy needs that evidence.
Right. So there's several Bigfoot organizations dedicated to research and investigation of sightings. The oldest and largest is the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, the BFRO. It also provides a free database to individuals and other organizations. Their website includes reports from all across North America that have been investigated by researchers to determine credibility.
And how'd that go, researchers?
In popular culture, Bigfoot has had a demonstrable impact on as a popular culture phenomenon. When asked for her opinion of Bigfoot in a September 27th, 2002 interview on National Public Radio's Science Friday, Jane Goodall said, "I'm sure they exist." And later said, chuckling, "Well, I'm a romantic, so I always wanted them to exist." And finally, "You know why there isn't a body? I can't answer that, and maybe they don't exist, but I want them to."
And I think that's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
we want it to be real.
We want a big, weird monster to believe in. That's a bit like pseudoscience in general. Like, people want there to be a bigger explanation for things. They want like a cool secret that they know that other people don't know.
Sure.
So that's sort of the appeal to falling into this kind of
and like, hey, they're fun stuff. Stories, right? Like a lot of these like cryptozoological kind of creatures and the idea of discovering thing and, you know,
sure, but
the
like
paranormal. They're fun stories. They excite the imagination, but you know what? I don't know. Bigfoot ain't real.
No. That's it gets when it gets past the point of like, oh yeah, these are just stories to like, oh no, we believe this and we're gonna
right
take real world actions based on this belief, then
like all these fucking flat earth motherfuckers.
Then you lose me, yeah. Oh god.
They're worst. So that's it. Glenn, what did you talk about when you were hallucinating?
Mostly how I don't believe in Bigfoot.
You did that to Bigfoot's face?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm hardcore about not thinking Bigfoot's real, so I don't give a fuck.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, like if there was a ghost in here, I'd pull off its mask Scooby-Doo style and be like, you ain't no ghost. You old Mr. Henderson.
This page wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. It was surprisingly bad. Like, it's a page about Bigfoot, so you can only really get so far.
Yeah, but like, I reference so much.
Yeah,
that's
I really
out
thought
there
would be more to it, and there wasn't. We hit a lot of the main points about old Biggie Feets.
You claim to have spoken to Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to win?
I would love a win.
We win. It's our podcast.
Hell yeah. I'll take it because Bigfoot's not real and I don't give a shit.
Well, that squarely puts us back in the lead. That's exciting. Feels good. I don't care that it's at the expense of Bigfoot either.
Eat it, Bigfoot.
Hey, what's a fake fact that you would leave on this page?
Bigfoot's real.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Somebody change this page. I don't often say actually do that, right?
Yeah, like we hint at it pretty strongly.
But we don't actually say it, but I'm going to say it. Somebody edit this page and write just sentence number one, paragraph one, sentence one, Bigfoot is real,
Bigfoot's
period.
Real. John Lithgow is friends with him.
And Glenn Tickle has spoken to him. That's our time. That's the end of the podcast. Glenn, what did you learn today? Anything?
No, because the thing was about Bigfoot and it's not real, so there's nothing to learn.
What a great attitude. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I still love you, and I invite Whimsy into my life.
Get the fuck out of my life, Whimsy!
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye!